This week, I noticed many of the people I meet with in supervision were talking about the impact of COVID restrictions and requirements for immunisation and legislation around that. The implications of this for many of the people they were working with, in particular those people who had suffered from violence when they were younger, in particular in their families of origin. And that's, you know, whether it's sexual, emotional, physical violence. And in these situations, the words people are using to describe what's happening to them or what is required of them really make a difference. Those words such as I'm being forced to do something to my body. So that description, forced to do something to my body, whether it's by the government, whether it's by my workplace, whether it's by pressure from friends, that description is very evocative. It will create a response or reaction. I'll talk about that a little bit later, what that means. But I had a small window into this week where I was stopped from visiting a place that I consider my second home. And from my perspective, it's within the Auckland border. And from my perspective, there was some contradictions in that whole restriction process. Big contradictions. So I noticed that almost instantly I had a fight back response, and I could have fed that response, but actually I didn't, which was good because it led to a more comfortable week. Now let's go back to what's happening clinically, and what's happening clinically is that people are describing what's happening to them in ways that are problematic. So the notion of being forced to do something to my body, being restricted in some way, the border is closed, people are feeling often hemmed in, closed in, limited in some way, we're locked down, closed down, someone is doing something to me that isn't comfortable and that I don't particularly want. And that then draws people to all sorts of experiences around that happening earlier in their life or more recently in their life. So that sort of, when we go there, use that sort of description, when people go there, they will have a physiological reaction. And that physiological reaction will signal danger in some way, and that will immediately draw people back to other experiences of danger, and then they may find themselves drawn in the media and social media to stories which that confirm this, confirm the danger, emphasize the danger, amplify the danger. So when we're working with people, we're asking this to draw their attention to the language that is being used. And, you know, for example, you might even say something like, although the border is closed, what is open to you? What is available to you? You might be talking about the difference between feeling forced to do something versus invited to do something, or stepping towards something yourself, making the decision for yourself. So what we're doing in that work is we are asking people to notice their reaction to something. So when you hear yourself saying, I'm forced to do something to my body, when else in your life have you felt forced to do something with your body? So we're drawing we're creating a narrative that links these two, but also We're wanting to ask questions, inquire about the difference between what's happening now and what happened in the past, because that difference is absolutely critical. Because once we highlight that difference, then we the person is positioned to soothe or support themselves by emphasizing the difference before they make a decision. So you can, it's reasonable to say that the past in this instance, being the notion that being forced to do something to my body, immediately draws me to the past. I have a response and reaction to that. I'm then involved with social media that supports that response and reaction. Being able to see that movement from the present to the past, and then creating some distance by emphasizing the difference, gives people real choice. So many of the people in a reactive place do not have a choice. The reaction robs them of the choice, and in a way the past is continuing to rob them of the choice. And so highlighting those differences allows people to decide what they need to do and want to do, free from the influence of the past.